This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We better get outdoors. Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And Steve, the ice conditions were great, and then they weren't. They've really deteriorated a ton, haven't they?
Yeah, things are changing, Steve. It's been a kind of a weird week. We've had, you know, up and down temperatures, and right now, you know, we still have a ton of ice. That's what's so strange. We have 27, 28 inches of ice. The ice is really good, and it's going to be around for a while, but the problem is the accesses. They've been really beat up a lot, especially with people taking big wheelhouses off with one-ton trucks, and they've really, you know, done a job on those accesses. So the problem is kind of getting through the access and getting onto the lake. So it depends on the lake that you're on. Chances are, you know, there's going to be a lot of ruts and standing water there, so you're going to have to be very careful on which lake you go on. Some you can get on and some you can't. But it's very typical for this time of March when you've got those accesses, you know. And there's a lot of the concrete ramps, too, that have been damaged and pushed up from the ice. And so the access is really the issue right now, but we still have a ton of ice, and I think we're going to have a ton of ice until probably the walleye opener. We might even be ice fishing on May 12th.
Yeah, can you imagine if it hangs in there like that? But, you know, over the years in doing this show, we've made predictions when we've had, like a year ago, we had a super mild winter, hardly any winter at all, and the weather wasn't, and water temps didn't really take a huge jump by the opener because we kind of had a cool, crummy spring, if memory serves. You just never know.
No, you don't. And, you know, it looks like the temperatures are going to moderate and we're kind of done with the cold stuff. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. I just don't remember this much ice, yeah, you know, into March being as thick as it is. But, you know, ice fishing is not over. I mean, some of the best ice fishing can be in March. It's just, you know, the accessibility is the issue. Can you get to where you want to go? I saw a lot of four-wheelers out today running around, and we're going to be back to walking out, you know, with ice cleats and four-wheelers because we've lost our snow cover, but we still have good ice. So if you can't get a vehicle on some of these damaged accesses, you can still get on with a four-wheeler, you know, using common sense, obviously. And it eliminates the snowmobile because there's no snow, but it's not over yet. There could be another 3 or 4 weeks of, you know, really good ice fishing still. It's just really all about the accesses.
Yeah, and Steve, you brought up ice cleats early in the season. Particularly this year, we had that ice, no snow, just glare ice out on the water. And investing in that is huge.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ice cleats out there, and most of them are not very good. They're kind of cheap and not very well made, but you need to spend about $80 to $100 to get a really good commercial set of ice cleats. And I highly recommend going to the top of the line. It really is important, especially for durability. These cheap ice cleats, you know, that are $19 and $21 are not very good. The quality is not there. And you really want those really good stainless spikes that are on the bottom. They're really like commercial type spikes. And those, you know, will last for many years. And it's going to, you know, be $100, but you're going to have, you know, cleats that are going to be good for a good 10 years at least. And makes a really big difference.
All right. I know you and I have talked about the Missouri River, and you make the annual trip out to the Chamberlain area. Tomorrow in Chamberlain, sunny and 63. But by Tuesday, rain, snow, wind, 45 degrees. You better be on your toes if you're going to go out to the Missouri River, because if the weather is good, it might not be 6 hours later.
Well, you know, I try to get out there two or three times in the spring, and right now I know a lot of the ramps are just starting to open, which is good. The bad news is there's a lot of ice flows going on right now where ice is breaking off from the shorelines and going down the river, so you got to be very careful and go maybe half throttle when you're going up the river, because there's a lot of ice flows coming down and you don't want to hit one of those. You could take your transducer off or do damage to your lower unit. You just have to be very careful. But I'm waiting right now. My boat's being rigged right now. As soon as it's ready, I'm going. I have one tip for people that are, you know, rigging boats this spring. When you're putting your electronics on, you want to tell your person that's rigging your boats to make sure that you rig directly to your battery with your electronics. And that's really important, because instead of, you know, most of the time they'll take the easy way out and they'll rig it, you know, to your fuse box. But what you have is interference, and that's the problem. When your aerator is running, if you've got, you know, walleyes in the live well, the aerator is running, you're going to get interference on your electronics. So you want to make sure, if you're doing it yourself or you're having a rigger do it, make sure they, you know, they wire it directly to your batteries, and that eliminates all the interference. That's a really good tip for people that are, you know, just, you know, getting ready for the next season.
Yeah, it is very good advice. And once again, you talk about this every year. It's a little early for open water in this neck of the woods, but, you know, it's never too early to start getting the gear ready and getting organized.
Well, you want to do it now. You know, when we start getting into warmer weather into later April, everybody is, you know, trying to get things done, and you're waiting at the marinas and you're waiting at the, you know, dealerships to get work done. This is really the time to do it. There's not a lot going on with those guys right now. And I would suggest, you know, get on it right now and get all your service work done and, you know, plan ahead. You know, the Rainy River could open up, you know, usually the beginning of April, sometimes the end of March, you know, and then people get all revved up for that. And then we've got, you know, Red Wing with the Mississippi River going. You know, there's other options that'll be coming up, but it all depends on the temperatures. If things, you know, keep moderating, 40s and 50s, we'll probably be very much, you know, on time like we normally are. But, God, you never know. We might get a ton of snow. You know, there might be some more cold coming in to change things. You just don't know. But I do know the Missouri River is open. People are catching fish, and they have been for about 2 weeks. So the ramps just opened up in a lot of the city areas in the last couple of days. So that's kind of brand new news that just happened. And that's, you know, going to, you know, move people around a little bit, and the congestion won't be so bad. So, I would suggest, yeah, the next couple of weeks could be really good out there.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. And once again, we could get a weather event in here. Here in the cities, they're saying maybe rain on Tuesday and then maybe snow Tuesday night into Wednesday. Still that time of year. We're not quite done with winter in these parts.
We really don't want rain, Steve. You know, if we get a bunch of rain and, you know, standing water on the ice, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, we'll just have to see. But rain is not our friend right now. I'd rather have snow than rain.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. Have a good week. We'll do it again in 1 week. There he is, Steve Kearney. And Steve Kearney Outdoors has been joining us on the weekends for a long time. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday at 5. Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News has a great show, chock full of guests and great information. Rob, Outdoor News, Sunday between 5 and 6 o'clock. When we come back, the Wild struggling, not so much looking up in the standings, but looking down in the standings. Can they hang in there and stay above the playoff line in the NHL? And by the way, they made a trade with the Nashville Predators today. Who did they get? What did they give up? Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press on the way here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.